a court has jurisdiction pursuant to sections 1022.001 through 1022.003 of the Texas Estates Code. And all of my citations on this PowerPoint reference the Texas Estates Code. A court has original jurisdiction if it is a statutory probate court. And there are the statutory probate courts here in Texas are located in Bexar County, Collin County, Dallas, Denton, El Paso, Galveston, Harris, Hidalgo, Tarrant, and Travis counties. If you are not present, or the ward, better said, is not located in any of those statutory probate court counties, then the original jurisdiction will be held in a constitutional county court, or if one exists, a statutory court at law that has been given explicit guardianship jurisdiction by statute. If you are in a situation where a guardianship is needed to be sought over a proposed ward in a county that does not have a statutory probate court or a county court at law exercising guardianship jurisdiction, then the guardianship proceeding that was originally filed in constitutional county court may, on the judge's motion, and must, on the motion of any party, be transferred to a district court or assigned to a statutory probate court. And as I alluded to, the venue for a proposed ward is the county in which the proposed ward resides or is located at the time of the application is filed. Now, that's a venue for an adult. And that can also, so as an adult, if it could also be the county where the proposed ward's principal estate is located. The venue for a minor could be different places depending upon the relationship with his parents. Initially, if both parents are married and it is the minor child, wherever the minor child lives, that's the venue where the parents reside. If the parents live in different counties and subject to maybe a divorce, the county where the sole managing conservative parent resides is the venue, proper venue to bring a guardianship. Or if there's joint custody of the minor child, the county where the parent with greater period of physical possession of and access to the minor resides. If only one parent is living and that parent has custody, then the proper venue to bring the guardianship is the county of the parent residence. If both parents are dead and the minor in custody of a deceased parent, the county in which the last surviving parent having custody resided is the proper venue. And finally, if both parents are dead, a tragic car accident, for example, where the child was rendered incapacitated thereafter, the county in which the parents resided at their death would be the proper venue to bring the guardianship over the minor child. So what is a temporary guardianship? The temporary guardianship is a short-term solution when insufficient time to create a permanent guardianship exists, but the court has probable cause to believe immediate appointment of a guardian is required for a minor or adult incapacitated person. And that probable cause we'll talk about here in a little bit, because that is the key to the evidentiary burden to have a temporary guardianship established. So who can apply to be a guardian? Well, our Texas Estates Code statute 1104.102 and 1104.202 give us very specific order of priority. If there are two people who are equally entitled to be appointed guardian, meaning they are not disqualified, then the priority of appointment is a person pre-designated in a declaration of guardian. Secondly, a spouse of an incapacitated person. Third, a nearest of kin, considering the incapacitated person's best interest. Or finally, any other eligible person who's best qualified to serve. Now, interestingly, in my firm, in our estate planning documents, our general kind of portfolio of documents includes a declaration of guardian. And a lot of individuals coming in, especially in the post-COVID era, are declaring individuals other than their spouse as the guardian. And I think that that is a very interesting turn of events. I don't know if that's simply only in the individuals that have come across my knowledge, but I think it's very interesting in the time of COVID to have someone declare a close family friend, another relative, as opposed to their spouse, as their preference for a guardian in the event one is needed. Essentially because that person would take priority over their spouse. So once you've established that you have standing to apply, what goes into your application? Well, your sworn application must provide the name and address of the proposed ward, the alleged imminent danger to the proposed ward's person or estate, the type of appointment, and the particular protection and assistance that is being requested. Have to specifically allege the supporting factual allegations and what you're specifically asking authority and power for the temporary guardian to be given. You need to provide the name, the address, and qualification of the proposed temporary guardian, as well as the name, address, and interest of the applicant, meaning are they a child, a son, that makes the difference of how they are going to, so that the court is aware of what is going on.